Track 4, Hidden Treasures. For the first time in its long history, a selection of fascinating items from Holkham Hall's storerooms and attics will be going under the hammer at auction this month. Here comes a sneak preview.
Many of us will have an attic or a loft that's filled with clutter, but we're unlikely to be storing a chair used at Queen Elizabeth II's coronation, a plaster bust of General Marcus Claudius Marcellus, or a pair of William IV mahogany library tables. But they are just three of the 450 lots from Holkham Hall's storerooms and attics, which are going up for sale at its first on-the-premises auction on February the 11th, under the instructions of the Earl of Leicester, Thomas Cook. Many of the items are Cook family heirlooms, which have been in storage for half a century or more, and are expected to sell for between £300,000 and £400,000. Lord Leicester, who has run the estate since 2006 and succeeded into the earldom in 2015, says he hopes buyers will see these with a fresh pair of eyes and give them a new lease of life. Over the centuries, items have been replaced as fashions evolve or as rooms change use, says Lord Leicester. However, there's always been a reluctance to dispose of the unneeded straight away, and so inevitably stuff accumulates. And as you can imagine, in a house such as Holkham Hall, there's plenty of space to store those myriad items that, for whatever reason, are no longer used. The Cook family traces its roots back to the Elizabethan and Jacobean jurist Sir Edward Cook, 1552 to 1634. Cook is best known for his legal texts, particularly the Institute of the Laws of England, that laid the principles for the common law, and as the Attorney General who oversaw the trials of both Sir Walter Raleigh and the eight main conspirators in the Gunpowder Plot. Buried in St Mary's Church in Tittlesall, a Latin inscription on his memorial identifies him as father of 12 children and 13 books. Holkham Hall itself was built by Thomas Cook, 1st Earl of Leicester, 1697 to 1759. As a young man in 1712, he embarked upon a six-year grand tour, during which he amassed an extraordinary collection of works of art and made the acquaintance of the Palladian architect Richard Boyle, 3rd Earl of Burlington, and William Kent. Kent was not an architect at the time of meeting. Kent helped to shape the estate to house the extensive collection of art, statuary, manuscripts and books acquired while on tour. The process would be a long one, hampered by the financial strife that followed the bursting of the South Sea bubble. The house was built under the supervision of the Norfolk builder Matthew Brettingham the Elder between 1734 and 1764, with work on the interiors only completed by Cook's widow, Lady Margaret Tufton, Countess of Leicester, 1700 to 1775, in 1771. However, the core collection at Holkham today remains very much as the original builder had intended. The first Earl's Grand Tour acquisitions, his cache of classical marble sculptures, and a library of illuminated manuscripts were carefully documented and are still largely intact. The collection and house, described by Sir Nicholas Pevsner as the most classically correct house in England, is today open to the public for 130 days a year. Most of the items in Sorder's sale were bought for the estate by subsequent generations, the descendants of Wenman Cook, 1717 to 76, MP for both Derby and Norfolk, and his son Thomas William Cook, 1754 to 1842. Cook of Norfolk, as he was known, sat as the Whig MP for North Norfolk for 56 years, but is mainly remembered as an agriculturalist and one of the instigators of the British or Second Agricultural Revolution. He popularised four-course rotation and started the annual sheep shearings, the forerunner to the county agricultural shows of today. In 1837, the earldom was revived in his favour, establishing the Leicester line that continues today. Occasionally, revered items from Holcombe have appeared at auction in the past century. A Titian painting in 1921, now in the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and a Leonardo manuscript, the Codex Leicester, first sold in 1980 and owned since 1994 by Bill Gates. But this is the first time an auction house has been invited to conduct a sale on the premises. Some of the items in the sale come direct from the family's private living quarters in the hall. They include furniture from the bedrooms of Lord and Lady Leicester's four children and porcelain services from living rooms. A Sèvres Beau Bleu Grand dessert service, painted with named botanical specimens made during the first years of the Republic in 1792, is expected to bring £10,000 to £20,000. However, much had been in storage since the 1970s and 80s, when Lord Leicester's father, the 7th Earl, oversaw the modernisation of the Holcombe estate and began the process of making the collection more accessible to the public. Over the past few seasons, we've opened our attics and cellars to our visitors for guided tours. This has meant a great deal of housework to make the passages and walkways safe for people to pass through. The furniture is being stacked higher and higher, so it's time to declutter, says Lord Leicester. In 2019, just before the pandemic, Holcombe's collections coordinator and its art advisor were tasked with cataloguing all the furnishings within the estate's bulging attics and cellars and to make recommendations. Lord Leicester then went through the list and added or omitted items. "I undertake this exercise with mixed feelings," he says. "I am, like some of my ancestors, something of a hoarder, although equally it is wonderfully cathartic to be able to say goodbye." He took the decision to work with Sorders, who held the Guinness sale at Elverdon for Lord Ivar in September 2023. Holcombe has a long association with the royal family, and souvenirs include a silvered oak and blue velvet chair from the 1953 coronation, estimate £300 to £500. It was used by Lady Glenconner, the daughter of the 5th Earl of Leicester, who was one of Queen Elizabeth II's maids of honour. Also up for sale is a photograph of George V at a shooting party at Sandringham around 1905. Estimate for that, £250 to £450. At the core of the auction is a large quantity of classic English country house furniture. Pieces include a pair of William IV mahogany library tables with crisply carved foliate decoration and bold paw feet, expected to sell for £4,000 to £6,000, and a Regency gilt wood fire screen in the Egyptian revival taste that was likely made in the workshops of Thomas Chippendale the Younger, which has a guide price of £5,000 to £8,000. Classic country house estate items also come under the hammer with more modest expectations. Bidders will have a chance to buy an automobile trunk from the classic age of motoring by Brexton, estimate £150 to £250, and a pair of electric-powered servants' bells by Cowton and Sons of Oxford Street, estimate £200 to £400. A connection with the earliest years of Holcombe is provided by a series of 18th and 19th century bronze, terracotta and plaster busts depicting members of the Cook family and faces from classical Greek and Rome. A plaster bust of the Punic War general Marcus Claudius Marcellus indistinctly inscribed J.D., April 28, 1848, will be offered for sale with an £800 to £1,200 estimate. It's probably made from a mould by Matthew Brettingham the Elder, or his son of the same name, who, also an architect, had travelled to Italy in 1747 to 54 to purchase sculptures and artwork for his British patrons, including Thomas Cook. The sale also includes a number of pieces made at Holcombe Pottery, the once-thriving studio active on the estate between 1951 and 2007. The pottery was the idea of Lady Elizabeth Leicester, the wife of the 5th Earl, and was sited in 19th-century buildings that had been Holcombe's laundry and a bowling alley. A lot comprising two large table lamps, one with a lapis lazuli glaze, made and signed by Holcombe Pottery's chief potter, Cyril Ruffles, is guided at £80 to £120. Holcombe, the Attic Sale, is being held at Holcombe Hall on February the 11th by Sorders. Viewing is being held between February the 7th and 10th. And you can find out more at sorder.co.uk.